changes that I've seen have been in terms of ownership. You know, when I worked at SABC for 18 years, it took them 3 years of begging me to leave 702 to join them. I refused to join the apartheid broadcaster. But they called me in the third year and they said, look, SABC is at the vanguard of the liberalization of this country. Apartheid is dead. And this is the first time that I'm hearing these words as a young white South African. I got very excited. Mm. And the negotiation then was around nothing to do with money. It was put in writing that I can generate the content of this show that you are hiring me for, and you will not tell me what to do and what I can't do. Plus, I want playlist control. And they agreed. They put it in writing, and we stayed that way for 6 years. The problem with that is that it put the power of radio effectively in the hands of the DJs, the actual broadcasters, as opposed to the media. So at a time when, you know, Kevin Savage, Tony Bennett, myself, Martin Bailey, all of those folks were on Five, and the Metro guys were hitting their marks at the same time, we had them over a barrel because we were devising the content, we were devising the format. When the SABC sold off the regional radio stations and people like Prime Media and Kagiso plonked down literally hundreds of millions of rand, they took the power back. Which is, of course, what you do if it's your business and you want to protect everything. You don't want any gray areas. But then from that day, there's been no playlist involvement. Yes, you can create content, but we will tell you where to put it, how to put it. The power has shifted from the broadcaster to the broadcasting organization, the media house, if you like.